This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The stock of the day today is Facebook. FB shares up 29.5%, 29.5% after the company reported a big jump in quarterly revenues yesterday afternoon. A lot of that revenue, about $650 million worth or so, came from the sale of mobile ads. And that is worth a moment because the big knock on Facebook has been its inability to make money on mobile. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
$656 million in mobile ad sales in the second quarter. So, obviously, Facebook has proved skeptics wrong.
I wouldn't go that far.
Melissa Parrish, an analyst at Forrester Research, says Facebook's second quarter numbers are impressive, but don't quite prove anything just yet.
Though it appears that consumers, Facebook members, are clicking on the ads and they are downloading apps as a result, we do not know how the ads are being perceived by Facebook users.
Users who might get tired of the ads and turn away from Facebook altogether. Users like Michael Pachter of Wedbush Securities. He was one of those analysts who was skeptical of Facebook's ability to do mobile ads right. He's also on Facebook, and he did a little experiment recently.
I unliked everything except 12 pages just to see what would happen. And among those are McDonald's and Cirque du Soleil and Porsche and Pepsi.
And
I get really good-looking Porsche ads and really interesting Cirque du Soleil ads, and I find myself attracted to them. I look at them and I actually click through.
Of course, Pachter realizes his experience is only anecdotal evidence. He and other analysts are still waiting to see how Facebook's mobile ads perform over the long term, but for the moment, it seems the social network has found a winning mobile formula. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.